This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In our previous sitting, we were speaking about miscellaneous aspects pertaining to intimacy. We made mention that there's nothing wrong to have intimate relations with one's partner if they are pregnant. There's nothing wrong with that. We also spoke about the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ with regards to intimacy during the suckling period or during the breastfeeding period of a lady. And then we spoke about the masail of hayd, and we made mention that to have actual intercourse during hayd is haram, it is not permissible, it is totally wrong. We also made mention that if a person does so intentionally, disregarding the law of the Sharia, he becomes a kafir according to certain ulama, and according to other ulama, he is on the verge of kufr. We move on to the next chapter, and that is preparation. There are certain aspects that we will discuss here that will apply to both husband and wife. And then there are certain things that will apply specifically either to the wife or either to the husband. Preparation is paramount. And we're talking about preparation on a physical level and on a psychological level. Preparation for sex is important as sex itself. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged his companions to prepare. And I will share with you a few narrations inshaAllah. For example, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that when the Prophet of Allah would enter the house, the first thing he would start with is miswak. Because you don't want to put off your wife if you come in and you're smelling with a cigarette smell or some other foul smell that's emanating from your stomach because you haven't eaten for the last 4 or 5 hours. She'll say, please man, just stay far from me. In psychology, they talk about switch-offs. It's just natural. You know, you get switched off. So sometimes you don't take things into account. Sometimes it's our bad hygiene practices that gets in the way, and that becomes a barrier for a satisfying relationship. In a start, your wife will keep quiet. Maybe she doesn't agree with the smell of your odor, but she doesn't know how to tell you, so she'll just like, maybe after a brief moment of getting intimate, she'll pull away. And she's withdrawing every now and then. She's trying to indicate to you that she's not happy with certain practices of yours. Now, if you keep this hadith in mind, subhanallah, we learn from the sunnah how meticulous the Nabi of Allah was as far as personal hygiene was concerned. This is all part of the preparation. Just think about it. You get into bed, you're about to go to sleep, you want to get intimate, but there is a foul smell. It's a natural switch off for anybody. Therefore, if you look at the hadith, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he who eats garlic, he who eats onions, shouldn't come to the masjid. If it's awful enough for the angels, imagine for the human beings. So eat onions and then try to kiss your wife. She'll say, Habibi, you must wait. Not today. Or mouthwash. So preparation is key. That's what I'm saying. Preparation on a psychological level and preparation on a physical level. Let's talk about preparation on a physical level. The first thing the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would do when he would enter his house is to make siwak. Secondly, the Nabi of Allah made it his practice that whenever he would return from a journey, he wouldn't just come into the house. His habit was that he would return to the masjid, send a messenger to the family to let them know that the Nabi of Allah has returned, and he gives the reason why. He says, كَيْ تَمْتَشِتَ الشَّعِثَةُ وَتَسْتَحِدَّ الْمُغَيْبَةُ, so that the lady who was not expecting her husband to arrive, when she gets the news, she can groom herself. Subhanallah. What is this preparation? Because it's natural, when your wife knows you're not in the house, she'll be in her PJs. You don't have to worry because Abdullah is not around for the next 2-3 days. And suddenly if you pitch up, curry stain, PJs, or she's not basically ready for you. So the Nabi of Allah, when he would return, he would say to the Sahaba, don't rush. We know we're coming after a long time back to Medina, but don't rush to get home. Allow for a messenger to inform your women folk so that they are prepared to receive you when you come home. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Isn't this amazing? This is called preparation. How many of us take preparation seriously? You say, Malana, what do you mean preparation? We experts, man. I was reading the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and amazing. Certain items that he would carry on his journey, or whether it was at home. A comb, oil, miswak, surma. Subhanallah. These were items he carried with him whether he was at home or whether he was traveling. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that the Nabi of Allah would oil himself to such an extent that you would actually have to use a handkerchief just to absorb the oil. Subhanallah. So the Nabi of Allah was meticulous. And the reason why I'm emphasizing on this is that some people think that it's a sign of piety if you're dirty and unclean and disheveled. It's a misconception. If that was the case, the Nabi of Allah would have been the first person to do so. But when we study his life, he was extremely meticulous. In fact, the hadith mentions that when he would stand up for tahajjud salah, he would rigorously make miswak before he would communicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no one at the time of tahajjud. You're not talking to anyone, no human being. But he would prepare himself to meet his creator, subhanallah. So this is how meticulous the Nabi of Allah was. The first thing we'll talk about is personal hygiene. See, before marriage, everybody doll up. You go to the hairdresser, makeup, everything is done. You look meticulous, you look like a hoor. But as you settle into your marriage, the formalities fall away. You no longer treat each other important, and these things you start taking for granted. No longer grooming herself, no longer keeping herself presentable and attractive to the husband. We have to emphasize that you can't be in a state when the husband comes home, the curry smell or the samosa or the wagar or some other smells are there. That's not good. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. Allah loves those who are pure and who are meticulous about their cleanliness. See, personal hygiene is very important. I often say to people, when you're single, you can get away with a lot of bad practices. If you don't shave for 4-5 weeks, nobody would know it. But it's limited to you, the harm. But when you're married, you are constantly coming into contact with your partner on an intimate level. How are you going to avoid that? Now you're coming close to your wife, your mouth is smelling, or your hair hasn't been removed, or there's some other odor emanating from your body. Now you can't say, no, I'm single, Molana. No, you're no longer single. You're now sharing the space with somebody else, and it is totally, totally wrong for you to disregard somebody else's personal hygiene. It's wrong. And then you say, but I don't understand why you don't get intimate with me. Perhaps the answer lies within us. So the first thing is personal hygiene. The second thing is that to adorn yourself. Now, to adorn yourself is extremely important. For example, there's a narration mentioned here that a Sahabiya pushed her hand from behind the curtain and she indicated to the Prophet of Allah, here's a piece of paper with information for you. So the Nabi of Allah looked at the hand and he said, is this a hand of a lady or what? So she said, oh, Nabi of Allah, no, it's a lady. So he said, no, I'm not going to take this paper. Go back and apply henna. Apply mendi. Beautify your hands and then come back to me. What is the Prophet of Allah teaching? That beautification and adornment makes it appealing for the next person. That is why when the Quran speaks about the damsels, the hur, they say, كَأَنَّهُنَّ الْيَاقُوتُ وَالْمَرْجَانِ They are as if corals and rubies. Subhanallah. Referring to their beauty and adornment. Now the man, he wear the same clothes, holier. His pajamas is standard, holier. The wife can automatically make out how the husband is going to look tomorrow and the next day, even if it's Eid day. I mean, come on, you have to invest. I've seen people who are well-dressed outside, but inside is like they are looking like zakatable. No, seriously, I traveled with certain people. Then I said to them, but like, how do you expect your partner to get turned on when they see you like this? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. So number two is beauty and adornment. It's extremely important for the husband and for the wife to adorn themselves. Now I must make mention here that certain people are under the misconception that no, this is against religiosity, against taqwa and against piety. Mawlana, all these things, you know, is for the younger ones, not for us. No, there's nothing wrong, absolutely nothing wrong. Let's talk specifically about the lady. And we know one of the aspects is the hair issue. See, there's nothing wrong for a lady to dye her hair in different colors. There's nothing wrong with that. Especially if the husband wants it. And the lady should understand that in this day and age, it's important to see where you can accommodate one another, because it's a highly sexualized world. And we say to the partners that if your needs are met in the home, there won't be the temptation to look outside. The second thing is that to remove unwanted hair. What is the ruling of the Sharia? So the Sharia says that without the exception of the shaping of the eyebrows, every other unwanted hair is permissible for a lady to remove. So she could remove armpit hair, she could remove the hair on the legs. It's totally fine. Nothing wrong. To remove also other extra growth, wherever it may be, is permissible. Likewise, some ladies have extra growth on the face. Sometimes they grow a moustache or other facial hair. It is totally permissible for a lady to remove that unwanted hair. Yes, there is a prohibition in the hadith, but Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned that prohibition is far as the shaping of the eyebrows are concerned. That is not allowed. But other than that, if there's hair on the cheek or wherever it is, it's absolutely permissible for a lady to remove. And moving on further, it's also permissible for her to remove it using temporary measures or even permanent measures. Part of adornment is to use a beautiful fragrance. For a lady, it's totally permissible within the confines of the home. Yes, the hadith where the angels curse a lady is with regards to that lady who puts on such strong perfume that can be noticed from a distance, that when she's passing by a group of men, automatically the heads turn. That hadith refers to that scenario. Within the confines of the home, it is absolutely permissible for a lady to use beautiful fragrance. The next aspect is about intimate wear. It's totally, totally permissible for your partner to dress intimately for you within the confines of your room where there is no other strangers in the house. Totally permissible. Nothing wrong with that. And don't think it's against your piety. I mean, if your husband likes for you to be attractive and if he doesn't get it in his house, obviously he's going to find other women attractive outside. The intention for the wife should be that I'm protecting the chastity of my husband. So if he likes intimate way, I will invest in it. And you must also invest. Moving on further, part of psychological preparation on behalf of the ladies, it is for them to adopt the feminine behavior. That is why the Quran, amazingly, when it speaks about the voice of a lady, the Quran says, فَلَا تَخْضَعْنَ بِالْقَوْلِ فَيَطْمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٌ وَقُلْنَ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. If a stranger knocks on your door, the Quran says to the women folk that do not answer the stranger in a sweet, alluring tone, for this will create desire in the person that's knocking on the door. Subhanallah. What is the Quran referring to? That a lady by default has charm, has beauty, has attraction in her voice. And part of psychological preparation for intimacy is for a lady to speak in a palatable, beautiful, forthcoming tone. It's a psychological point to keep in mind, mashallah. So gentleness, politeness, beauty in the tone is also part of psychological preparation. Moving on further, as far as the men is concerned, remember, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Allah says, for women, there's also certain rights that a man needs to fulfill. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma used to say, I would love to adorn myself for my wife just as I want her to adorn herself for me. Subhanallah. I would love to adorn myself for my wife just as I want her to adorn herself for me. So this is how we need to approach intimacy. In Aishratun Nisa, Imam Nasa'i rahmatullahi alayhi makes mention of an incident. A lady comes to Umar ibn al-Khattab and she says, I want divorce. So Umar ibn al-Khattab asked her, what's your reason? So she said, my husband is extremely untidy. He's extremely filthy. I just can't deal with his unhygienic practices. So Umar ibn al-Khattab looked at the husband. He saw that the man had disheveled hair, dirty clothes, and unhygienic practices. So Umar ibn al-Khattab called him. He said, my brother, why don't you go home, have your hair cut, trim your nails, take a bath, change your clothes, and be more meticulous. So he told a lady, just be a bit patient. Let's see if there's any improvement. Some time later, Umar ibn al-Khattab followed up on the case and he asked the wife, how are things? She said, I'm happy with him. I no longer want the divorce. Imagine a lady wants a divorce just because of unhygienic practices. And many men are inconsiderate when it comes to the issue of smoking. It's not right. She says, Mulana, I never grew up in a home where people were smoking. Secondly, I put up with him. I said, okay, never mind, he's my husband. I'll accept it. But now the person is pushing it in our bed, the man is smoking. How is it that you're going to be turned on for one another when it is a serious issue for your wife? For you, it's not an issue. For you, it's not an issue, but for your wife, it's a serious... No, Malana, she must live with it. I mean, after all, she married me with everything. So, if you are smoking, you must be considerate. At least half an hour before you come to bed, have your last cigarette. Have it in the lounge, or have it somewhere out of the bedroom. At least respect the privacy of your wife and what she is sensitive to. If you are insensitive to this, you are killing the chances of meaningful relationships. So it's important if you are smoking that you have certain restrictions and regulations for yourself. I mean, you must have certain discipline. Moving on further, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once saw a man with very untidy clothes. So he said to the Sahaba, doesn't this man have some detergents or something to clean his clothes and wear neat and presentable clothing? He actually told the Sahaba to tell this man to go change his clothes. Subhanallah. On another occasion, he saw another man with disheveled hair. So he said, أَمَا يَجِدُ هَذَا مَا يُسَكِّنُ بِهِ شَعْرَهُ. Doesn't this man have a comb at home which he can use to comb his hair? Subhanallah. As far as the man is concerned, it is permissible to dye your hair as long as it is not black. In fact, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, but the best way to conceal old age is to use henna. That means dye. Now obviously this involves effort. Every 2 weeks you have to sit in front of the mirror for 1 hour, groom yourself and be presentable. In fact, when Abu Quhafa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the father of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, when he wanted to accept Islam, the Nabi of Allah looked at his white hair and he said, maybe you want to use henna to change the color of your beard and the color of your hair. The whole point here is, when you are beautiful, when you are presentable, the spark continues. And when you take things for granted, when you got bad habits and bad unhygienic habits, it just kills the chances for intimacy when you want to get close to your partner. Moving on further, it's part of good practice that you remove pubic hair on a weekly basis, and the worst is to stretch it for the 40-day period. You got to make time for yourself to groom yourself. So the Nabi of Allah said, maximum 40 days, advisable, desirable on a weekly basis, if not even less than that, mashallah. The next aspect with regards to men is your beards. It is important to keep your beard also neat and tidy. All right, on a psychological level for the husband, this is extremely important. Subhanallah. That is, one is foreplay, which we will get to inshallah in another session altogether. And one is to treat your wife affectionately before the actual encounter. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا أَحْسَنُمْ خُلُقًا. The best amongst you are those who are kind to their women folk. And the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَعْمِدُ أَحَدُكُمْ يَجْلِدُ إِمْرَأَتَهُ جَلْدَ الْعَبْدِ فَلَعَلَّهُ يُضَاجِعُهَا مِنْ آخِرِ يَوْمِهِ. He said, how is it that you lift your hand on your wife? You ill-treat her in the starting of the day, and when night falls, you want to have intimacy with her. Wow. Look at this hadith. He said, how is it that you ill-treat your wife during the start of the day, and at night you want to go on top of her and have intimate relations with her? How? The Nabi of Allah said, it doesn't go together. It doesn't go together. So if you are rude to your partner, if you are ill-treating them, how do you expect them to be intimate with you at the end of the day? How is it possible? That's when relations become a duty for the wife. They're doing it for the sake of doing it, and they are not in it. So to be affectionate throughout the day, to use endearment terms, to use nice palatable statements towards your wife, is important so that you win her over emotionally before you get with her physical. Remember, there's a psychological difference between men and women. For men, sex is a physical deed. For women, sex is an emotional deed. Remember that. So if a woman is emotionally satiated during the day, she will be much more intimate with you when it comes to intimacy on a physical level. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true understanding of this. Remember, preparation is important as sex itself.